And welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And, of course, this first hour, we've been trying to track down Neil Zagami. He disappeared from the radar last week, and again this week so far. We're not getting a hold of Leo, and I'm not sure why. But, again, probably the time difference in Rome. We will be bringing on our nuclear expert, Chris Harris, here shortly. Chris has been working with me for over 5 years now since the Fukushima Daiichi incident. He, along with other people in the background, nuclear physicists, engineers, and technologists, have been collaborating with me to put together and analyze all the data and come up with some technical answers to the solution of the Fukushima problem. Chris, welcome to the program. We may have a little bit more time in this segment because we have about 20 minutes. I'd like you to summarize what you found and reported last time. Oftentimes, we're kind of scrambling at the end of the last hour. It's good to get you on the first hour to kind of expand on what's going on with Fukushima. What's the latest report?
Well, last week, as we discussed, was a huge article on 600 tons of melted radioactive fuel at Fukushima. That's 200 for Unit 1, 200 for Unit 2, 200 for Unit 3. And I'll add another couple of hundred for, some of it for Unit 4, but still not found. It's not found. And this was a pretty significant article last week. And that's one thing we discuss of where is it, and they haven't found it yet. And actually, I think it'll be a long time before it is discovered and found.
So now, why don't they use a proper ground-penetrating radar or the right size and configuration muon detectors?
I'm beginning to think that it's all coming down to expenditure. They're going
to try the cheapest way first. Yeah, TEPCO is an umbrella company. All the service companies that TEPCO in Japan contract to are all American companies, aren't they?
No, they're all somewhere along the line. All businesses are financed by the small consortiums and such. So, yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. So in other words, it's the sharp engineering and accountant pencil or pen that is actually limiting the use of the proper muon detectors because. What they need to do is isolate the lava lamp of radioisotopes deep in the ground now, probably somewhere between 15 and 60 meters down. And that lava lamp keeps on having what's called neutron flux surges that you can see the blue beams coming out of the ground in the best time is probably early evening. We can see it looks like a laser light show at, say, one of the open-air stadiums like in Los Angeles where it's a laser show. And when the neutrons hit the nitrogen, they create a blue light. You can observe it from a plane 60 to 100 miles away. So what's going on is it's not at all under control now. If anybody's familiar with going to Hawaiian Islands, they'll see what's called volcanic tube vents. And those tube vents can be little tiny things that are a couple inches across to big enough you can walk through. And those tube vents actually are superheated steam that actually tunnels through the rock and can vent literally miles out the ocean floor. They're venting radioisotopes, they're venting tritium, and there's no attempt at all to either block those vents or prevent the vents from venting out into the open ocean floor. Somebody came up with an idea to put concrete there a few years ago, but nobody's done a thing. And then the third area that I thought you reported was the area of the ice wall. And you have some information on that today. Tell us about that.
Well, as we discussed last week, and this is something we talked about a long time ago. I said, well, the ice wall, if it works, even if it works, which was a low probability of it actually stopping the flow of underground currents of water, actually the idea is that you would stop the current from entering the contaminated structures that are damaged, picking up that contamination and just washing it out to sea uncontrolled. Well, even if that worked or not, we talked about it would take an immense amount of electrical power to keep that ice wall intact. Because once you freeze it, you have to keep it frozen. So, in that respect, and so this article that we discussed last week, I'd like to just recap that. Thanks for bringing it up.
Right.
Was that it would take the same amount of electricity that it would take to power 13,000 households. That's a lot. That's like a coal plant in itself.
Yeah. And where are they going to get that?
That's a lot.
Where are they going to get that power?
I don't know. They're already strapped for electrical power as it is. So this is a it's certainly a huge undertaking. Now, in an article today from Simply Info, which is a group of researchers over there, and I talk with them quite a bit, the ice wall is not working as advertised. So I urge you to take a look at that article, anybody out there is interested in it. And they came up with a few possible reasons why this is the case, and such that they're not getting 100% complete sealing as advertised with it. And a lot of it is that the entire section is not able, not all of it is able to be frozen. There's gravel and other areas that are not able to be frozen as if it were just a compacted soil where that's moisture laden. It was very difficult to do a ice plug on materials such as rubblized gravel, which there are bars of it under, you know, underground there. And one would expect that if you have that much water flowing from the, you know, from up basically an underground river almost, you'd right. expect to have some way for the water to go, you know, like if you're going to dig a well, you're looking for black rock, you know,
right.
that geological formation, which is sort of porous. And here, where they're finding out they can't freeze it solid.
Well, why don't they do something like have some special type of concrete pillars that are interlocking, and they can be sealed tight with a sealant later. They can drive it with a pile driver above the area where the aquifer is running from the mountains directly through Fukushima. That would make sense to do it, like, say, half a mile or a mile above the area where well of the radiation zone. And then they would completely stop the water, and there's no need for power. The other thing is some of the reactors are in a zone where the radiation is not so high. If they wanted to, they could convert them to LNG, liquid natural gas. And there was a company in western Idaho that actually offered about 3 or 4 years ago to Japan to convert all of their reactors to LNG, and they were ready to make the contracts, and Obama interfered with it. You hear about that?
I read about it tangentially, but they certainly should have taken that advice and used the concrete interlocking structures and all. It might have taken actually longer. I think it would have taken longer to construct and more expensive to construct than the ice wall, believe it or not. But not as expensive to maintain. I mean, once you've constructed that. Of course, dams can last decades, and perhaps in the long run, that would have been a home run, whereas what we have now is not.
But what you do is you drill what's called a feeder line, which isn't the full diameter of the pylon, that has your locking edges to it, and then you drive it down with a pile driver, and you just drill the next feeder line, just drop them down. I don't think it would be that expensive to make them. And you can make concrete that's so hard with this particular low oxygen content or low air content that with, let's say, titanium alloy kind of superstructure inside it, it would basically have a limitless lifespan. The other solution that I recommend is that we put Kevlar spider silk tents over each of the reactor sites so they can capture the air that's venting out of there and then convert it into solid waste. We have all kinds of solid waste conversion technology where you can glassify nuclear waste. We have to capture it, and you have to then grab it and chelate it. What the Russians did is they dropped tons of not only concrete on top, but they also used a lot of zeolite in order to grab the radiotoxins. Zeolite is simply made by taking volcanic magma that hits seawater, and you can make zeolite by the ton. It's really easy to do. And, you know, our best zeolite maker is literally the Hawaiian Islands. All that active magma is zeolite. So you can literally truck in all kinds of magma, if you wanted to call it, drop it on the area, and it would just grab the radiotoxins like crazy. So, you know, there's all kinds of
absorptive.
It absorbs it, and it absorbs it permanently, and then, of course, it glassifies so that now you can chop it into blocks or whatever, and you can remove it probably in double hull container ships. And the best place to put it is the bottom of a zinc mine, because it's the deepest mines on Earth, or zinc mines. I don't see why there is no move. There's no move at all to stop the desertification of the North Pacific Ocean. And you have to think, well, if it's not stupidity, it has to be an agenda. You know, I like to use the term propaganda. When all else fails, that logic fails or common sense, then it has to be that it's evil. And this is a form of evil. It's a radiological desertification. It is a radiological assault. And the sneakiest of all the isotopes is tritium. Now, tritium is created when these fuel rod assembly bundles break down, which they've been doing, and they actually generate a tremendous amount of superheated tritium that could be, you know, 500 degrees, superheated steam, and you can cut through anything with superheated steam. You can cut through titanium alloy briquettes. I mean, it's amazing how superheated steam can cut through anything. When I took care of the employees working at the Pratt & Whitney plant back many years ago, making vanes for jet aircraft, they use superheated steam to cut through the titanium alloy that's the hardest material known on Earth except for diamond. And that's how powerful steam is when it's superheated. So we really don't... the problem is we're not trying to stop the radiation from getting out. We're not monitoring here in America. They should have weather reports not only for UV light, but also a report for... over your city, there's a rain cloud. We've estimated from aircraft traveling through the rain clouds with commercial airliners reporting to the government that that rain cloud contains a high amount of radiation. It's been 3.5 years since the Malaysian Airlines actually put, made flight crews not be able to do more than one trip a month through the air clouds coming from Fukushima Daiichi because they were breaking out in sores and having their hair fall out. Do you remember that report?
Yes, and you're right about tritium. That is one of the most difficult materials to control. And what is it? So, well, it's basically hydrogen, and it's basically hydrogen that's so, you know, of course it's just a, it's just an atom.
I'll explain it, what it does. I'll explain simply what it does. Tritium is what's called a DNA intercalator. Intercalation means that because it's larger than a water molecule, it shoves the codons of your DNA, so your DNA is supposed to snap together like a zipper. And when one of the teeth of the zipper is too big, it pushes the zipper over so it doesn't close. So you get a DNA break. Now you have a thing called a thymidine dimerase, because the most common cause in the zipper is that you get thymidine dimers where they cross-link. You don't get a cross-linking. You actually get a disjunction. And the DNA gets subbed over one base pair. You lose the language of the DNA, and the organism then starts to have serious genetic damage and mutations. And it can occur at hundreds or even thousands of points in the DNA, wherever there's tritium. So tritium is what's called is the sneakiest radiation detector, and of course most people don't realize your regular radiation detector is only going to detect high-energy beta particles, which are electrons, or it's going to detect neutrons. That's it. It's not going to detect tritium. Tritium you have to actually put through a nuclear spectroscopy to actually estimate the number of particles of tritium in water, you know, whether it's parts per million or billion or thousand. And Canadian reactors, for example, use tritium to slow neutrons so they can increase the rate of the chain reaction, because a slower neutron is more likely to hit multiple atoms, increasing the chain reaction rate. So rather than enriching the uranium, they slow the neutrons so it'll cause more rapid chain reactions. So that's how bad it is, and it's really sneaky. We're not getting a report on the tritium concentration in veggies or water. We're not getting a report from jet aircraft, which I proposed 4 years ago, that we do that, that we have a USB connector to jet aircraft, and if they're actually passed through a cloud with a radiation that spikes, they should sample the air sample and compress it and send it off to a nuclear spectroscopy lab like Geordi Labs. But none of my recommendations even receive proper abuse. And I guess by abuse, I mean, tell me why scientifically it couldn't be done. And I contacted Senator Weinstein and Senator Feinstein here in California and the senator up in Oregon, and I got nowhere. They tried to snow me and say, well, we know more than you. I said, well, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. Pretend this is your PhD thesis. And I said, I'm a tough examiner. By the time I finished, I could see the incredible shrinking PhDs in their so-called area of expertise. It's disturbing, isn't it? I mean, with your nuclear buddies, what do they think of it? Are they a little freaked out by what's going on? Because it's not just these reactors in Japan. It's reactors all over the world that are post-geriatric, that are not properly being serviced.
Most of my colleagues are still stunned. And, you know, we've done a lot of work
by stunned, you mean they're in emotional shock and they're in intellectual paralysis, is what you're saying.
Look, the bottom line is there are a lot of my colleagues that are trying to say, well, you know, nobody got killed at or whatever. You know, more people died at as a result of the tsunami and everything else. There's some of that, but the bottom line is a boiling water reactor or a pressurized water reactor is not supposed to explode. Right. And we know that four of them exploded. And that's not even supposed to happen. And we tried to conjecture as to reasons why, and none of them ever come up to a hydrogen explosion. And so right. we talked about that. There was
We don't even get a response when we put the forward hydrogen problem in the Taurus. And the problem is they put a faux venting system, which means it looked like it would work, but actually it's like making a venting system out of paper mache. When you have a real crisis, they had a fight between the two engineering groups whether they should vent from the Taurus or not, which means they built up enough pressure to get a hydrogen explosion inside the Taurus, and they broke the containment, right?
Yeah, it did break. It did break containment, absolutely. And we said that. And there was just something else going on, too, a subsequent, you know, it was damage, and then a subsequent steam explosion, at least in unit one and three. Now, unit two looks a little bit different, where the containment broke, and whatever happened inside, it was able to keep any steam from exploding. But there needs to be a lot of serious study as to what happens before we can deem boiling water Mark 1 and 2 reactors as they stand now.
I think wasn't the report you put out a few weeks ago that they won't recertify BWR boiling water reactors anymore?
Not in Japan.
So they still have them, but they're not recertifying them. Remember, most of these reactors are made with General Electric designs from America, and a lot of the reactors around the world are very similar to the Mark 1 reactor, aren't they?
They are very, very similar, and what we discussed was that maybe two of the Japanese reactors are ready to operate again. They've been given the go-ahead. They're pressurized water reactors, and they would never be the boiling water reactors would never be certified. At least it would sure take a lot of shakes. And I think there's a lot of a lot of discovery going on as to what is really happening with that and the potential for that to. I'm not saying that pressurized water reactors are out of the woods either, because they have their own concerns and problems, but they also have a very large, robust containment that boilers just don't have.
Right.
And really, once you get a large, let's say a Westinghouse-type large reactor with 2 million cubic feet of free space inside of it, it can handle the volume of steam from either the steam generators or from the reactor cooling system expanding into it at a great rate and still not challenge the design pressure. But So we're going to learn a lot. We have been learning a lot, but really more study needs to be done before we just say, well, we'll just run it and see if it, and just hope it doesn't break.
Right.
Remember, my mentor says that luck is not a robust barrier to safety.
Let's dissect a few of the issues because you have a couple more minutes left. Number one, we should never assume that the reactors that have been built over the last 60 years are safe. We're storing all the radioisotopes on site. Boiling water reactors can lose containment pretty quickly. If you actually do analysis of tritium and other isotopes like thorium, around reactors there's rings of small for dates babies, dementia, congestive heart failure, many other illnesses, including cancer. These follow in specific, we call, diameters away from the reactor core, even when the reactor is certified as being fully operationally fine. When the Yuma, Arizona reactor in 2011, somebody hit a keystroke and caused a power surge that caused the reactor core at San Onofre, which is 12 miles from where I live, to go hot, and it poisoned the reactor core of the steam turbine reactor, which was brand new, by the way. It had two $800 million Mitsubishi Heavy Industries steam turbines. The reactor shut down, went poisoned, and it destroyed the reactors, and my radiation detectors in my bedroom here on the side of Pendleton Marine Corps Base, a couple miles from the base margins, shot up five times higher than normal for 5 to 6 days. It wasn't from Japan, it was locally. Thank God that's settled down. Stay right there, Chris, we'll be right back in a minute.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
It's a miracle we have Leo Zagami here. Leo, you've just come out with part two of Confessions of an Illuminati. If you were to summarize some of the top bullet points, because you're one of the most brilliant and honest people releasing information about the nature of not only religion in our modern world, but in the ancient world, the nature of what human beings are and the implications of the occult craft of many of these secret orders that are doing things that are quite evil, and there's other orders that are trying to fight against it. In fact, a good example would be Donald Trump. Donald Trump belongs to what's called a white order that's trying to fight against the New World Order and some very evil people like the Jesuits. The Jesuits and the Mormon secret orders are actually purposely attacking Donald Trump. And it's not just a political attack. It's an attack on the very nature of reality and the future of mankind. It's pretty serious. And your books, I consider required reading if people really want to know what's happening and what has happened over the last couple of millennia since Yeshua Jesus arrived. Emmanuel, the one who had God knowledge, the one who was the incarnation of the Father in the flesh. And he also said that when I return, you shall be as I am. So he's saying qualitatively, we're not going to be different. In other words, we're going to have, at the return of Yeshua, God knowledge. We're going to have knowledge, as it says in the book of Daniel, close up and seal the words of the book till the time of the end. We're going to have God knowledge to the level where we are prepared bride collectively for the return of God to earth. And that's going to come with a time of great trouble, which we are entering now. We're already in, I think, formally birth pangs. And we see the pretty strong evidence that the pope that we have right now is probably the last pope fulfilling the prophecies of Malachi, the Irish monk. Where's all this going? And what does your book show that's so dramatic? Because I really believe you have released information that really has been hidden for millennia against the public and against people that make decisions.
Well, as you know, I started my first book in the English language talking about the last Pope, Pope Francis, the last Pope. The actual title is Pope Francis, the last Pope, question mark. And I tried to explain what is the current situation in the Vatican and why it's so important for the New World Order. I'm really lucky that fortunately people in the alternative media appreciated this book, people like you, Alex Jones and others, Coast to Coast, and gave me the possibility actually to talk about this book and to publicize it, because I think it's very important to realize the importance of the Vatican in the New World Order, which was neglected by a lot of people, as you know, right, for many years. Then we have Confessions 1, where I describe really the topology, the structure of this Illuminati, and then we get into the actual heart of the matter in Volume 2, with this, the title reads The Time of Revelation and Tribulation Leading Up to 2020. And the topics that I touch in this book, as you have asked me just a couple minutes ago, are very interesting, because they are dealing with the power of the Illuminati, also tracing back to the astral dimension, the time of revelation, so the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon, the various Masonic parties that are involved in all this, the awaiting of the elect and the so-called end of times. And of course, we have in all this sacred geometry, we have the Georgia Guidestones, the prophetic message that they carry, which of course I talk in this book, making some new revelations. And you were just talking also about Fukushima and the nuclear problems. Of course, this is very important. And I think also there is a strange correlation between nuclear development and UFOs and what they have been, you know, trying to demonstrate to us by appearing every now and then on nuclear missile sites and nuclear plants and so on. Then I've also talked about modern Satanism and the Illuminati, and also the occult roots of Hollywood, which are connected to the god Enki, because very few people know, and I explain in this book for the first time to the American public, when I went there in Hollywood Boulevard, I found what is basically the ex-Kodak building. I think now it's called the Dolby building. It's the one which is used to give the Oscars every year. They, right. In 2001, they built a giant giant images of the god Enki, which is basically Satan, the Anunnaki, the ones that gave birth to our civilization.
Right.
So this is very important, I think.
Yes, it is. And when we come back, we had a short break now. We're going to have a longer segment. I would like to get you back, if we could, in hour two, but we may have to rebook you for more time, but we have the rest of the next half hour. It's very important information. Again, you can obtain them at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, etc. Confessions of an Illuminati Part 2.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my
entropic, that's five dimensions. There's the astral or spirit plane or soul plane, the plane of consciousness, which is seven dimensions, and then there's the dimension of the Most High God, which is eternal. And the best way to think of our world is the everlasting, which means it's always in change, and then God's world is eternal, which means there's no change, there's no dimensions, there's no past, present, and future, it's all the eternal now. And in between is what we call consciousness of all the created souls or beings of the universe. It turns out the greatest intellect and the greatest musician, poet, artist, whatever, is Satan, believe it or not. And it says it right in the Bible. Unfortunately, you can see your songs in Latin spoken and sang in the Vatican, worshiping Satan and literally claiming that Yeshua, Jesus, is actually the son of Satan. People need to grasp what's really going on in terms of these higher secret orders and the fact that they're trying to use the astral plane and demonic and satanic rituals to literally control the nature of the hologram we call our physical reality in our dimension. And this has been known since ancient times. It's nothing new. The problem is that it's being unmasked now by people like yourself and myself to try to explain to people that we are being steered, almost treated like what we would call like spiritual cattle, to the milk of the timeline of the future that they desire. you know, organizations like I call Hollywood or Hollywood, and of course the Holly Berry, which is of course the blood berry, and the holly, the holly tree creates the rod called the phallic symbol called the which is used as a symbol to control magic or the astral plane to create reality. A lot of people don't understand that this is very real. It's not imaginary. That this is not just something like a child's book or whatever, like Grimm's fairy tales. That these higher secret orders that are dark and satanic are doing very evil things to the collective consciousness of us and the astral and the spirit plane, aren't they?
Well, I have included in Volume 2 of my Confessions also an additional thing that might be of use in this case for our readers, which is the subject of psychic defense.
Right.
Because I think that against Satanism and the adepts of what used to be Atlantis, when they deviate from the original path and they become involved into dark activities like they're doing nowadays, having a good level of psychic defense, and this can be achieved also with a natural prayer. I'm not talking to you about reciting some weird...
Prayer itself is very powerful. In fact, people don't understand just how powerful prayer and the intention field of us collectively, how important it is.
In fact, I dedicate the chapter in Volume 2 to the intentional prayer and the scientific call, actually the experiments they have even done recently at the scientific level to explain the power of what prayer can actually achieve.
Right.
And I think this is very important because people then can defend themselves from these people. Because we can't only talk about the negativity that, of course, these people are bringing upon the world. We also have to give the people who are listening to us some solutions. Give them hope, give them solutions.
Yeah, solutions and hope, which is really amazing and really good that you're able to do that. This book basically makes it pretty clear that we're in a war that's on multiple levels, like space chess. We have a physical war, we have a geopolitical war, we have an environmental war, we have a medical war, for example. They don't really want... I was 3 years ago, and I want to hear your comments on this, so I talked to Dr. Ron Klatz, who will be back on after the May conference he had in Florida. He's a director and the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And 3 years ago, he went to the World Economic Forum in the Burj Dubai Hotel in Qatar. And at the forum, they had a lot of money. They obviously paid for... you know, private flights and limos and everything else to go to the Burj Dubai. And these committees were going to make plans for the world economy. And one of them was there was a big fight between the transhumanists and the anti-aging. And it was obvious that the people that were set into the committees were actually trying to say, we want to outlaw life extension and anti-aging technology. And if anybody gets involved with it, we're going to try to de-license them and or jail them. And they were trying to push transhumanism. And it's amazing that the people affiliated with people like Ray Kurzweil and many others, eventually Ron said, I will use every resource I have to sue you for trying to change the whole modus, because he wants me to help kind of do telethons to try to raise money for the research center, which they want to put just south of the U.S.-Mexican border in probably Encinita, northern Baja, Baja, Mexico. Because with the regulatory issues in America, you couldn't do a lot of the research that can literally do major life extension and reach zero senescence. But the globalists don't want that. They don't even want people to live 5 years longer. And they want transhumanism. They want to push it like crazy, which ties into biometrics, mind link, and literally becoming connected in cyberspace through a virtual cybernetic world. It really is very, very evil. What's your comment on that?
I've touched the subject of transhumanism also in this book, the connection with their plans. Of course, they will. This is a subject that you can understand because of the complexity. We'll need a whole book of its own.
Right.
Because what they are doing here is to. They don't want to, like you said, sort out the problems of the actual body. They want to substitute parts of the body. They want to to integrate it with a machine. They want to integrate our intelligence with some kind of alien intelligence that, of course, will grasp our own souls by 2025 through the internet once we are connected, because now we have the first, Google, for example, glasses where you can actually see right. things in your... But in the future, this will directly be in your eye.
They're working eventually toward a magnetronic headband or helmet where you wear the headband and it directly integrates your brain directly into the supernet. So you don't
and
have
apart
to
from also yeah. the chipping might achieve also things that we don't know yet. So this connection with the machine will gradually bring everybody as a slave of this machine, no?
Right.
And like we saw in the scriptures, the mark of the beast, the slavery that this implies. So initially we have the World Wide Web, and now still it's a detached thing from our own body. But in 10 years from now, we're going to start seeing how this detachment becomes increasingly, difficult to maintain, because they're going to integrate parts of the system on our own body and make them more and more connected to this transhumanism agenda.
Exactly.
Which of course, it's what people like the head of Google are working on, the head of Microsoft.
And Zuckerberg from Facebook's putting $2 billion in to this new thing that'll replace cell phones. Like, people think my cell phone's fantastic, it's wonderful. What they want to do is move not just to Google Glasses, they want to work to what's called MindLink. And I have technical and first-hand knowledge, because they tried to recruit me to work on the not only the World MS Tissue Brain Repository research with Dr. Tortolot at the VA hospital in UCLA in Los Angeles back in 1978. They wanted me to work on four DARPA projects and IARPA projects that would create what's called a virtual reality. And they want to hack into human consciousness, which, by the way, 3 years ago, Obama apportioned many hundreds of millions of dollars initial research and billions more coming for basically what they call the mind projects that literally hack into human consciousness. So people don't understand where this is all going. They want to replace a cell phone with a brain link. I call it MindLink. And I took care of some employees up to 6 years for the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, which is the most secure military base on the planet, because I had presidential and above top secret security clearance to work with these employees. And they were highly compartmentalized, and often they would not just come to me for their medical issues. They wanted to find out what their colleagues were doing in other highly compartmentalized areas of this advanced research project. And they have satellite and ground-based and under ocean-based fiber optic cable systems that eventually want to connect everyone and everything to a cybernetic world where they use military-grade GPS down to 1.5 centimeters, even including vertical dimensions, so they can have a virtual copy of Earth. And literally, this is one of the things they want to offer in the future, is people can be put into suspended animation and literally enter a cybernetic artificial world and be kept in suspended animation. Believe it or not, this is the kind of craziness they have in the future. But they are one of their options. In fact, the project called Deagle, DEAGEL.com, which is a military site, projects that in 2025, we'll only have 65 million Americans in 10 super cities in America. That's it. And most of them in the central United States, not in the coastal regions. So people don't understand the dark world that these maniacs are trying to build, do they?
Well, there is also things that we don't know regarding the actual natural activities of our Earth that will make impossible life on the coast, like you said. So there is also some things that are not said to the population. But of course, if Yellowstone erupts, U.S. is changing.
I have experts on, like John Moore and other experts that are with classified access, etc., that we talk about this all the time in the program, that Earth changes aren't just, quote, climate change. It's funny, the change from global warming to climate change, meaning climate's going to keep changing. We're now in a moderate cooling period, which is a mini ice age that happens when Jupiter and Saturn line up two times, which is every 360 years. So 360 years ago, the Thames River had 4 feet of ice in the middle of winter, and you could put an ice house on it and have a party across the Thames because it was closed.
This means, you can understand, that then food will be scarce, will be very difficult to get food.
Right, we're heading into famine right now, very, very serious famine. And around the world, the climate change is basically desertifying most of the Muslim countries. Aren't just being driven by apocalyptic theology. They're driven by famine caused by drought. Into the big cities and later into Europe and America. So the forces that are behind this are galactic and solar. The amount of sunlight putting out UV, B, C, and D, which are higher energy, has went from 25 years ago from 23% to over 73%. The amount of background galactic micronuclei that trigger off rainfall is increasing, so you have massive rainfall, say, in Texas. In other areas, a tremendous drought. What's happening, too, the gravity waves from deep space are increasing because we have the approach of Nemesis, which is a dwarf star. And when I had discussions with Professor McCanny, he had come out some years ago, you know, supporting the idea of a dwarf star that returned, or maybe hundreds of planets in the Oort cloud at about 0.73 light years. But he became very upset when the Atacama Large Millimeter Array information came out with an international consortium of Russian and international scientists approved after 5 years hiatus. This is what's called a gravitonic, if you want to call it, astronomical instrument that can pick up the gravity waves from an approaching dwarf star with large planets around it. And that dwarf star is triggering off changes in volcanism and earthquakes in Earth, and changes in solar activity output of the sun and the inner planets, including Jupiter and Venus and Earth. And we know that the jarring of the micronuclei of ringwoodite at 400-700 kilometers creates nascent hydrogen and oxygen that forms water, and that actually creates magma that drives the earthquakes and volcanoes. So it's a direct link with gravity waves from deep space, and it doesn't need to come into the inner solar system. It just needs to approach in its hyper-elliptic orbit, which, according to the experts that I've talked to, happens roughly every 20,000 years. And that object also could push hyper-elliptical comets into the inner solar system, like sightings spring that passed a few years ago. Comets that have returned periodically that are very large, like Hale-Bopp, that's actually four Earth masses. And the Vatican is trying to suppress the idea of the second part of the third letter of Fatima, because they really believe that there's some truth to the prophetic warnings of what's happening to Earth changes. That's why the Vatican and all the nations of the Earth are building underground cities at an enormous pace, mostly with illegal drug money. Interesting, eh?
Well, the illegal drug money, of course, is still flowing through the IOR, which is the main Vatican bank. At the same time, the Vatican plays an important role in the prohibition by prohibiting the legalization of drugs so they can't be taxed. So their hypocrisy, of course, they can't be taxed, but at the same time, then they can continue to be sold by the usual suspects, who are those criminals who, of course, have connections with the Vatican. So, I mean, all this hypocrisy we hope to overcome when we have, of course, a president maybe like Donald Trump in power. We hope also that he might be coming here in Rome on the first week of September, or at least in September. We are organizing also, we have asked through EU parliamentary, we have inquired on the possibility to have him talk at the European Parliament before he gets elected, so to give a very strong signal to Europe. But at the moment, I don't know how much Trump is willing really to get involved into European politics, as he's still, you know, working on the American side of things, and he seems to still have a lot of enemies there. How do you see now developing the situation, Bill?
Well, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be increasing attempts to create a level of terrorism in American soil that they get a bipartisan domestic security bill and effectively give Obama a third term. I think they see, even if she's not fully indicted, Hillary is pretty well done. And I don't think they know that they think they're going to lose the election and the House and Senate if they try to shove in Warren and Joe Biden. And they're terrified of this guy who's for many years has been independent, Bernie Sanders, who in many areas actually raises the same issues as Donald Trump, but he has no clue how to actually carry them forward, to actually afford or create the business to actually afford to do these things. So Bernie can huff and puff, but the fact is he's a Bolshevik socialist has no way of actually delivering the goods. Donald Trump basically is a bull in a china shop. He doesn't fully understand some of these issues like the drug trade. Putting a wall across Mexico will cut a lot of the drugs, but most of the drugs coming in are coming in Hercules C-130s with the CIA, the U.S. military, the FBI, and the Department of Injustice actually collaborating to bring the drugs illegally. They're not under the purview of the President's office, Congress, or Senate. And until he starts getting a reality check that everything is a scam, including the dirty deals with China. Look at the State Department. The primary reason why Hillary won't release her, wouldn't release many of her emails, is because she's making dirty deals with the Senate, with basically being the Secretary of State for the arms exchange and sale of technologies and so on to countries that had no business buying them or selling to us. And it's a lot deeper than people want to believe, just how corrupt and how evil Hillary is and the balls that are tied around her. But that's what's going on. So I expect that. And the other track is there'll probably be an attempt to assassinate Trump as he moves forward. He has a level 3 body armor on, his own private security force besides the Secret Service. So it's going to get ugly. And I expect multiple site major terrorism, an attempt by Obama to get a third term as a dictator-in-chief. That's what I expect.
Hope not.
That's where I think it's going.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
we should be doing this hour regularly to kind of open up a lot of things, because I had an interesting question from a former EMT firefighter that worked on the 401, which is the busiest highway in North America, probably in the Western world, 16 lanes each way. And he worked as an EMT, and he a very intelligent guy. He asked some really good questions. And one of the questions, why don't we get through to the young people? And I said, well, the problem is that you're trying to speak to people's intellect and their emotions, and if their spirit is darkened, you can't get through to them. And we have a darkness, a shadow over the spirits of many of the people nowadays. They're either in or out of church or just secular agnostics. But they can't perceive the truth even when it's in front of them, even if you just get them to read documents or watch a video. And there's a spiritual element to this that we're going to open up and explain to people why that is and what's really going on. You mentioned on the break that the Vatican is actually protecting Muslims and advising bishops to actually sequester Muslims that the Italian government is kicking out of the state.
It's crazy, yes. It's getting out of control. I mean, to the point that a couple of days ago, I was in France, in Nice, the other day for a conference, and then on the way back, I saw these refugees who are trying to get into France, and they can't because, of course, the French have closed all the borders. But at that point, the Italian police intervened to send them back to Sicily and then to relocate them eventually either across Europe or to send them back if they don't have the appropriate documentation.
Right.
And what happened was instead that the local priest from Ventimiglia guested a lot of them in their own in his own church, threatening the police, saying, if you come in here, you have no jurisdiction because this is the Vatican, and I'm not going to give in to your thing, and the refugees can stay here. I mean, this is like quite a heavy position of the Vatican to take on board these refugees, these Muslims, protecting them in their churches. And of course, there is a lot of money involved in all this. Imagine that the European Community gives apparently 35 euros for each refugee to any center. And basically, if you have a center, and the most centers are in the hands of the church, you get 35 euros for each refugee. There is 1,000 arriving each day.
And you're talking about 35 per day, is that it? 35 euros per
35
day?
35 per day. Some bishops have done 6 million just with this.
Whoa.
You know, in a month, right?
Here's what people should start to grasp. We talked about this with Jonathan Gray, that this is the third woe of Revelation. It's the third jihad that both all Muslim imams around the world, both Sunni and Shiite, believe. And they're waiting for the last imam, called the final imam Mahdi. The Mahdi, in my feeling, the best candidate in the world is Mr. Barack Obama, who on the one hand is supporting ISIS and ISIL through the CIA, the Criminal Intelligence Agency, the FBI and Academy, which is Blackwater Security, and the Israeli Mossad, which, by the way, if you get sick or injured, you end up in an Israeli hospital if you're an ISIS or ISIL fighter. What's happening is we're moving into the final birth pangs because the globalists want to use Islam as a way to start the last crusade. And what's going on is they're trying to crush Europe and destroy the nation states to create a super state. And this is very, very dangerous. Literally, we're seeing the final resurrection of super state, totalitarian state of Europe. And remember, we share our space technology and targeting technology with Europe. If Turkey gets its way, we could have 40 million Muslims flooding Europe in addition to the current surge.
I talk about it in Volume 1, about the great problem that is Turkey, and the same thing also with Volume 2, where I explain how they want to crash the whole system for this one-world government and this one-world religion. Thank you very much for having me on your show, Bill.
Leo, well, we'll be back next Thursday, same time, regularly, to open up what's going on, a very large can of worms with Leo Zagami.
It will be a pleasure. Thank you very much.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants,
and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.